Until 11, you're listening to Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Now, joining me online is Max from Caravan World. Max Taylor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. And you've written a very timely article because I imagine a lot of people are getting ready to go on the road for the Christmas break about making sure that you know the limitations of yourself and your vehicle and, I guess, the caravan's limitations as well. How many people get out on the road without, I guess, considering these sorts of things?
Well, you know, I reckon it would be in the hundreds, if not the thousands. And every time they do, if they haven't considered the implications of hitching up an overweight caravan, they are putting themselves and others at risk.
Very important to be aware of the limitations. But do people sort of get on the road for the first time towing something for the first time?
Look, I think there would be a lot of people, particularly if they had grown up in the, you know, the 70s and the 80s, and, you know, safety wasn't considered to be as important in terms of caravanning back then. And, you know, they might have a young family now and they've decided to hitch up and hit the road without actually having realised that caravans have gotten bigger, they've gotten heavier, and not all vehicles have gotten bigger and heavier to correlate with that. Mm. So we've got to be very, very mindful that any caravan that we hitch up to a tow vehicle has to be within spec of that tow vehicle. So every four-wheel drive or every sedan or wagon will have a specified towing capacity by the manufacturer in terms of, you know, how much weight you can actually hitch up to the tow bar. And in fact, it gets even more complicated because it's not just the overall towing capacity of the vehicle, it's also the amount of weight that can be imposed on the tow ball by the caravan's coupling.
So there's some factors to consider. Would people find that information in their car's manual, in the glove box? Is that where it would be?
Look, typically, yes, because as I said, the towing capacity and the tow ball mass are set by the manufacturer. So typically, yes, it should be specified in the owner's manual. Otherwise, if it's not, you want to contact your dealer or you want to contact the vehicle's manufacturer, because honestly, this is so important, because if you were found to have been towing an overloaded caravan or a caravan that is too heavy for your vehicle, both in terms of overall towing and tow ball mass, and if there's an accident, your insurance policy will not be worth the paper it's written on.
Yeah, that's very timely advice there, and I hope people make sure that they take heed. One of our presenters for another segment just in the off-air studio was suggesting that maybe people should have licenses before they can tow caravans. Is there some merit in that argument?
Look, there are some people who would say there is merit, and there are a couple of reasons. Personally, I'm not in favour. Anything that throws up roadblocks between, you know, somebody hitching up and exploring Australia, because it's a fantastic country with so much to see, I'm generally not in favour of. I think that it is really important for people to educate themselves before hitching up and hitting the road. There are towing courses, and I would strongly encourage everybody, even old hands at caravanning, to go and do a towing course. But generally speaking, in terms of, I think it's a little bit draconian, to be honest, to enforce or to force somebody to go and, you know, go down to their local RTA and prove themselves worthy of a little piece of paper that says they know how to tow a caravan. Again, to me, it's a bit of a roadblock.
And we're seeing caravans getting heavier and heavier, as you're saying, because now all the new ones have flushing toilets and air conditioning and all that, don't they?
Well, flushing toilets, air cons, they've got showers, they've got full cooking facilities, some will have an outdoor barbecue, look, I've even seen a caravan before with a dishwasher. So yes, people want their creature comforts, but they have to understand that it does come with a weight penalty, and the overall question is your vehicle legally and safely able to tow that weight?
Now, I know that this is a very tricky question because there's so many different variables, but what would be the rough weight of a new caravan that's sort of, I guess, small, on the small end of the spectrum? I just want to get a sense of what sort of vehicles could tow it.
Well, okay, so, you know, you might have a little pop-top that might weigh 1,600 to 1,800 kilos. That's its unladen or tear mass, but it will have you know, typically a 300 to 400 kilogram payload capacity, which means the manufacturer of the caravan allows you to load 300 to 400 kilos worth of gear into your caravan. See, that's where things become a little more tricky as well for the average Aussie. It's not just the amount of weight that your car can tow, it's the amount of weight that you can actually load into your caravan as well, because the caravan's manufacturer says this is how much the caravan weighs before you've loaded it up, and this is the maximum amount it is legally permissible for this caravan to weigh after you've loaded it up. So there are a lot of numbers to consider, and the advice I generally give is to do a bit of a test load. Load your caravan up with all the gear that you think you're going to need for your holiday, and go and visit your local public weighbridge just to make sure you haven't exceeded that aggregate trailer mass.
And would people find their nearest weighbridge on, say, the Vic Roads website? Or?
Oh, look, yes, exactly. An internet search will very, very quickly turn up weighbridges around the state.
And is that the main issue, overloaded caravans?
Oh, it's one of the main issues, and it's one issue that I'm constantly asked about. Loading up your caravans, making sure it's within spec of your vehicle, because at the end of the day, you are towing potentially 3.5 tonnes behind a vehicle, and that is a lot of weight, and not everybody you know, has done it before. So you have to remember there's a lot of weight there, and there is quite a lot of potential for something to go wrong if you haven't ticked every box.
Timely advice. Thank you, Max. I hope everyone is going to take that on board, and we appreciate it very much.
That's a pleasure.
Thank you. Max Taylor there from Caravan World. So make sure you go to your local weighbridge, weigh the caravan, and make sure that it's actually safe to go on the road. But probably the biggest warning that he had there was that if you are towing an overloaded caravan, your insurance policy for the vehicle is probably going to be null and void, which is a very difficult set of circumstances to be in. So you must be safe when towing caravans. So there's two pieces of advice there for the over 50s. Make sure you're safe around waterways and safe with the caravan, and you should have a very happy and safe Christmas.